Speaker after speaker in council chambers last night urged everyone with a stake in the Buffalo schools to work together to find a solution to the impasse over teacher evaluations, including District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford.
This meeting is to reach out for help. We're saying as the parents of the school district, we need the community support.
Hanya Bolos, executive director of Buffalo Reform Ed, says the potential impact of attendance has been overstated. Bolos says in a worst-case scenario where 50% of a class is chronically absent, it would be rare for a teacher to be rated ineffective. Nonetheless, she says there needs to be a compromise, and for the benefit of children, attendance could be weighted.
So a student who's in class 180 out of 180 days of the year counts twice as much towards a teacher's evaluation as someone in attendance 90 out of 180 days.
The suggestions made by Councilmember Darius Pridgen include the BTF fighting each negative teacher evaluation as it comes, not before.
If a teacher is evaluated negatively, I'd be the first one to stand with that teacher. I think parents would stand with that teacher and say it's unfair.
If there's no agreement by March 23rd and the funding's lost, dozens of teachers in the low-achieving schools will likely be laid off. In the meantime, Radford says the community will be urging the BTF and state education officials to continue talking. Chris Kaya, WBFO and AM 970 News.